I'm Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith here on Leaders Portfolio, and we have announced the winners of the 2011 Leaders Portfolio Awards, and we have one of the winners in studio with us today. She won for Business Leader of the Year for 51-plus employees, the President and CEO of Skybits, Dr. Homaira Akbari. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
And so, of course, you won this award because you filled out an application on leadership, and your answers obviously were, on different leadership questions, such as how do you define success? Has the business ever had the opportunity to sacrifice short-term profits for loyalty to employees, clients, or greater good, et cetera? And so you answered these questions. You were judged by a panel of judges, including myself, and you were the winner for that. So again, congratulations, and we appreciate you being committed to leadership.
Well, thank you very much. And I have to say that I'm very honored to receive this this award.
Excellent, excellent. Well, we're going to take a photo that we're going to have on our website so people can see you holding your award at leadersportfolio.com. All right?
All right.
Dr. Akbari here with us in studio. And I actually interviewed you about 4 years ago, and you had just taken the position at Skybits as CEO. And so now you've been in this role for about 4 years. So kind of get us caught up on, first of all, are you still glad you took it? And what decisions have you made over the last 4 years?
Well, that is absolutely true. I absolutely remember the day we had the interview, and I had just arrived at the Skybits, and my hands were full of many things to do. And I was like, how would I make time to go and actually have this interview? But I'm glad I did. I am pleased to say that Skybits is an extremely exciting company today. We actually have renewed ourselves over the last 4 years while a recession was happening in the world out there, which also impacted us hugely. Today, with a strong leadership that we have in place, we've actually have market share leadership in our marketplace. We're growing double digits and aggressively expanding into new vertical markets and internationally.
I remember when we talked, you were Skybits does remote asset management, and you had done a lot with trucking, and I said to you in the green room, I thought, man, if you had just stayed in trucking, right, the industry trucking really went down. So
right.
By kind of branching out to other places, you actually were able to do better.
Absolutely. Well, let me just step back a little bit, actually, to talk to you about what I call enterprise mobility. I mean, enterprise mobility is experiencing a huge growth, and mobility and increasing efficiency applies to physical assets as well as people. So if you think about that, there are over two-thirds of population of the world already is mobile, i.e. they have one form of either mobile telephony or personal devices. So the next big fundamental change in our world is going to be from Internet of Things, that some people call, which is really connected assets, i.e. every physical asset there, whether it's our refrigerators, all the way to containers and trailers that Skybits actually monitor and track and manage, are going to have mobility attached to them and are going to be sort of monitored and managed. So there is 6.8 billion people in population, two-thirds of them are already what we call are mobile, but there are a trillion and many more of that assets. So the opportunity is huge. And when I arrived at Skybits back into early 2008, and then when we talked to each other, I had realized that already. So I looked at Skybits and I decided that we need to branch out of just supporting trucking and tracking and monitoring and managing trailers. So today, I'm very pleased to say that we have expanded our addressable market segment, and we're serving customers in oil and gas and chemical industry, in construction and heavy equipment, in government and intermodal, in addition to transportation of trucking and whatnot.
Now, did you know you wanted to go into all those industries before you took the position?
No, I did not. I figured it out. I mean, I think one of the first things I did was, well, there were several first things I did, but one of them was a strategic review of the business. Really quickly figuring out what are the strengths of Skybits. assets and what we can do with them. And one of them was that we have a great technology, great solution, but it wasn't marketed to large enough addressable market. So what I did is increase the addressable market by finding out what are other type of markets we can serve very easily. And these were the ones that we picked.
Now, I read an excerpt from one of your clients, Brown Trucking, that said they always had trouble with the battery life of the tracking device itself. They said your device now solves this. So that's something that sets you apart from your peers, is your long battery life?
I mean, that's a good question. I would say that's one of the things.
Okay.
But I would like to think that the thing that really sets us apart from our competitors is we focus on our category, on what we are doing. That's the only thing we do, and we're very, very good at it across the entire spectrum of things which has to be done. So what has to be done is you have to have a powerful technology, so the battery lifetime comes together with the technology. You have to have powerful sort of services and an entirety of solution that you offer. You have to have powerful what is called the software platform where customers can actually view and monitor what they do and really make business decisions. Ultimately, we're not about a hardware, but we're about making a change in our customers' business processes and businesses, make them more efficient, more productive, and more secure. And that's really what we do. That's what we do with the proposition that we have for managing assets is to make them either more utilized, optimize their operational parameters, and make them more securitized. As a result, our customers have experienced 600% return on investment, which is really huge. And some of them experienced that in like less than half a year. And some will take a little bit longer, like 2-3 years before they experience that.
Excellent. So, Dad, do you, have you ever thought about your product on, for example, tracking prisoners, right, or parolees? I mean, is that, or am I thinking out of left
field?
Yes,
no, that's a, so really what I was saying in terms of, enterprise asset mobility, that is a big field today. It's one of really, other people call that machine to machine or M2M. That is a very large field and there are different parts to it and different type of technologies. While our technology is capable to be adopted for that kind of application, we are not today really focusing on that kind of application. Those applications are being addressed by other, companies in our ecosystem. They're not necessarily our competitors, but that's really another area that's being addressed by a number of companies.
Excellent. I've got a Forbes business quote for you. We're speaking with Dr. Homaira Akbari, President and CEO of SkyBits. And Dr. Akbari was and is the 2011 Leaders Portfolio Award winner for Business Leader of the Year, over 51 employees. And so we congratulate her on that, because that's certainly an accomplishment for her, along with many of her other accomplishments. This is a Forbes business quote from Jeremy Collier. Everyone has a fair turn to be as great as he pleases. Everyone has a fair turn to be as great as he pleases. Thoughts?
Well, thoughts is that I totally agree with that. I think our destiny is so much in our own hands. And before I tell a little bit more about myself, I would say I actually have a quote that is exactly similar, which is by Nelson Mandela, which is, it is what we make of what we have, not what we are given. So the reality is all of us in whatever position we are in, whatever situation that we are, we can make out of that the best and we can make it great. I strongly believe, the job that you have to be, of course, very competent for it. But then it's a question of recognizing what's important and why certain things you have to do in order to be successful, not just for yourself, but also for your peers and for your company. And that's really what one of my mottos in sort of what I do every day. I see problems, I solve them, and at all times, I'm always thinking, how can I create more value for myself, for my company, for my investors, for my customers, and for my employees?
Now, we're speaking with Dr. Homaira Akbari. Your background is you have a PhD in particle physics from Tufts University and an MBA from Carnegie Mellon University, and you yourself have published more than 50 scientific articles in international journals. What's your overall leadership philosophy?
My overall leadership philosophy is you need to understand your business and macroeconomic and how it fits in macroeconomic and geopolitical situation. And in nutshell, you have to look for the changes that are happening out there and how that impacts your business. And that is like sort of like 2008 example, when in September, what happened in September, I quickly realized what was the impact on my business and prepared the Skybits for that, and hence why we have come out of it much stronger. Second point is you have to really possess a strategic acumen. You have to always look at your customers, trends, competition, ecosystem, and proposition. And then finally is you have to be able to execute against the strategy that you set.
Excellent. Well, Dr. Akbari, I want to thank you for being on Leaders Portfolio, and congratulations on winning a Leaders Portfolio Award.
Thank you so much for giving me this opportunity.
Dr. Homaira Akbari won Business Leader of the Year over 51 employees in the 2011 Leaders Portfolio Awards. I'm Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith, thanking our sponsors for supporting the awards.